Well, I can't really tell you how angry I am right now. Today we've had the news that the Chancellor's rolled back his 45p income tax band scrapping. That's not a victory. I mean, it's a sort of victory, but in the overall scheme of what's happening, it almost doesn't matter because the cost to the country of bailing out the markets and buying government bonds and stuff after the disastrous mini budget the other day is £65 billion. £65 billion that obviously we're all going to pay for in one way or another. And that's ignoring the upcoming cost of living crisis, or in fact ongoing, but it's going to get worse. Well, what's really infuriated me today is that they've just announced £18 billion in public sector cuts. Now, these are real terms cuts because what they're doing is basically not changing any funding based on the massively higher than expected rate of inflation. So what that means is hospitals and schools and all these other guys, things we all need, not just that, but every public service, everything that the government does for us and for anyone else, it's all going to have the same money that it would have got if inflation stuck at a rational, sort of sensible amount, which wasn't enough in the first place. As anyone who has to wait 10 hours for an ambulance can tell you, or anyone who has to wait weeks to see a GP. Or anything, any kind of public service, and even just dealing with getting your driving license or your passport or anything else. All of these things are public services. They don't just affect the poor. We're not talking about benefits here. Not that attacking benefits is a good thing in any way, but these affect everyone, rich or poor. Public services are vital for everyone. Now, of course, if you're very, very rich, you can get your way around them with private healthcare or private schooling or whatever, but they'll affect everyone else. And 18 billion so far as a cut. So what's that mean? That means that schools that can't really afford to get TAs or extra teachers or refurbish leaking classrooms will have even less money to do those things. The obvious conclusion to that is that they're going to have to sack people. So hospitals who can't afford to get bank staff in to do operations or run clinics, what are they going to do? The obvious answer is they're going to treat fewer people, but they're going to have to get that money somehow. This isn't money that is spare. This is money that's not there right now. Public services have been crumbling for 10 years. And this isn't just rhetoric. I mean, we've gone from, as I've said in a previous recording, we've gone from a point in 2010 where the NHS was reaching the lowest waiting times in its history. Satisfaction was all-time high. People forget that was just before the Tories got in. What's changed since then? Yes, it's been coronavirus, but not till 10 years after the Tories got in, and the services have been degrading all that time. And what's going to happen now? Now they've got even less money. This is a massive real terms cut. And there's no plans to change that. A government so insistent on doubling down its agenda for just transferring wealth from all of us to the super rich, it's not going to change. It changed the 45p tax rate because even the people who benefited from that cut actually said it's ridiculous. So yeah, that was a relatively cost-free, although it made them look ridiculous, cost-free thing for the Tories to do. But this, don't ever think this is anything except a war against ordinary people, not just the poor, ordinary people, poor, middle class, people who might have considered that they've done quite well. We're all going to pay, and all of this money is going to go to the super rich. It's got to end because this is literally going to kill people. People not going to hospital or their doctors in time is already killing people. It's going to get worse. People who don't get the care they need when they have issues, psychological issues or mental health issues, is going to get worse. Schools are going to get worse. There'll be larger class sizes. There'll be even fewer teachers. It's just going to be an absolute nightmare. And the sooner these disaster capitalists are booted out, the better.